What happens when the worst mistake of your life leads you straight into a system designed to break you? My guest today knows that story firsthand, and what he learned inside will make you rethink justice, healing, and responsibility. Welcome back to Keeping It Real on Purpose. I'm your host, Edna White, and today's guest is Matt Melvin, author of Bullied Behind Bars, A Gay Christian Trump Supporter Goes to Prison. Matt's story starts with a single mistake trying to sell a stolen car and spirals into a felony conviction, time in federal prison and experiencing of bullying and assaults after most people could never imagine surviving. But Matt's book isn't just about the darkness. It's about the misunderstood childhood, his adult autism diagnosis, his identity as a gay Christian Trump supporter, and ultimately the responsibility he took that allowed him to come out of the system stronger and better. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Okay, so Matt, your book opens up by being bullied, assaulted, and misunderstood. In my work, I see how trauma leaves invisible scars. How did prison trauma reshape you, and how are you still healing?
Well, trauma never goes away. So anyone who says that the trauma they have, they no longer have, that is not true.
Say it again.
Trauma never goes away. It will always be with you. It's how you use that as fuel to become a better person.
Yes, and absolutely. Inspire people. Absolutely. 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 So how did you get through this? How did you start to get through this?
Chronicling, journaling my story, putting it on paper. I wanted to share to the world what I was experiencing because I don't want anybody to have to go through what I went through.
Right. Yeah.
And for me, it's cathartic. I think anybody who has a traumatic experience, whether it's Anne Frank, when she was journaling her story and surviving Auschwitz, I did the same thing.
Right. Yeah, it's tough. And how did prison reshape you?
It reshaped me by realizing that there's pure evil. There's a lot of bad people in there. And that there's also some good people in prison. And we can't just pigeonhole and say everybody's bad in prison. There's plenty of bad people that are out that haven't gotten caught.
It's true. Very true. Very, very true. How are you still healing now?
I think it's helpful for me. I read the Bible every day. I'm in prayer. And I surround myself with positive people. There's an analogy that if you have one wilted blueberry in a box, soon all those blueberries will become wilted.
Yes.
So we are who we surround ourselves
with. That's right. Exactly. That's correct. Many people listening have made mistakes in their past. You know, and they still hold themselves hostage, sort of like in that blueberry box, right? You made one choice that had a massive consequence. How do you separate the mistake from your identity today?
I don't let fear, anxiety, or stress consume me. Because if I did, I wouldn't be able to be productive. I wouldn't be able to come on your show today. Because fear, anxiety, and stress are consuming. Anybody who has that cannot think clearly. And I also want to stress resentment and hate also as well. If you have resentment or hate, that will consume you and you won't be able to help anyone.
Right. How so? Explain more.
Because resentment and hate don't happen overnight. It's a progression of unresolved pain that has not been treated properly. And it's, look at it this way. If you have a pot of water, it'll eventually boil over. And so if it's not contained properly and not dealt with, then it will explode. And usually it's on people we most love because we think that.
It really is. You're right. You're so right. So Do you, is there, you're making me think of this. Is there a difference between regret and resentment?
Absolutely. Regret is something I feel that I shouldn't have done. And resentment is holding the situation or other people hostage because of my bad choices or other bad choices.
Oh, that's good. Because you just made me think of it. I didn't think of it before. I was like, what is the difference? That, you know, they're so close related, right? Okay. So you call out being both gay and a Trump supporter, which doesn't fit in the neat boxes. I get it. How did these identities collide for you behind bars?
Good question. A lot of people when I was in prison thought that Donald Trump would be joining them in
Okay. Gotcha.
It's amazing when you when people have a lot of free time on their hand.
Right.
You know, we're trapped in a unit and we can't go anywhere and we are surrounded by the same people. So it's, we have to just get along with people. Right. And it's not necessarily about trying to be friends with people, but you have to at least have a conversation. And in prison, it is, you have to be very, very careful because one, it could be calm 1 minute and then there's a riot happening the next minute. So you have to be very, very careful about what you say. And I found that the best times is to say nothing and to just keep quiet.
But how did they collide? How did those identities kind of like collide? Like,
well, I would say because I was outspoken and
I
didn't hide who I really was.
Gotcha. Okay. Yes. Now that makes a whole lot of sense. That really makes a whole lot of sense. So what did it teach you about judgment?
I'm sorry?
What did it teach you about judgment?
Well, judgment is for God.
Right.
Whenever I'm judging someone else, it's a very thin line because, you know, he who is without sin cast the first stone.
Very good.
When you point one finger at another, you have three fingers pointing back at you.
That's good. Okay, you got me on that one. So prison is often described as punishment, not rehabilitation. From your experience, what did the system get wrong?
No question, prison is punishment. There is no rehabilitation in prison. Right. But it's not meant to be fun.
Right.
And I will preface that some individuals like Bernie Madoff go to prison that's kind of a country club. That is not what most prisons are like. Most are pretty difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're trapped in this small environment and you have to just figure things out. And everybody figures things out differently. Some people, they want to bully. They want to take over. They want to control other people. And that's how they are outside. No different. Sure. That's probably why they're in there.
Sure. Yeah. What did you learn on your own to survive there?
To focus on myself, not worry about what other people were doing, and just keep my head high and just keep moving.
That's good. One of my guiding principles is that healing comes from owning my own story. And I know I went, you know, when I started to tell my story, people started falling away, families started falling away, things changed. At what point in your journey did you decide, I'm going to own this and write it down?
I owned it from when I was in prison. So I took responsibility for what I did.
Right.
Okay. And accepted that I chose to break the law. And when you break the law, you don't, you can choose the sin, but you can choose the consequence.
Right.
So, you know, you have 10 people, they break the law, everybody's consequence is going to be different. It's mm-hmm. not fair, but when you reap the wind, when you sow the wind, you reap the whirlwind.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. For those who are silently battling shame for mistakes they can't undo, what hard truth do they need to hear from someone like you to get through hell and back?
I think getting assistance, getting help, talking about it. The worst mm-hmm. thing somebody can do is not say anything and keep silent. I mean, men are much more likely to commit suicide than women. Right. And it's because men, in my opinion, and I've been a part of many, many men's groups, is men use sports, whether as a defense mechanism, instead of wanting to talk about shame, guilt, mm-hmm. real stuff. And it's very challenging to get a lot of men to open up.
Yeah.
I think women have that emotional connection that makes it easier.
Right.
And men, they want to rely on their spouse to get support, and really right. they need to get support from right. men.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's peeling back that onion. The deeper you go, the more yeah. vulnerable you are. And, you know, sure. I know I've been hurt before. I've trusted people and they've spilled the beans about me. But nothing ventured, nothing gained. So right. if you don't try, you won't get it.
Right. That's correct.
I refuse to have relationships with people, men in particular, based mm-hmm. on weather, sports, hockey, whatever it may be. Significant. Doesn't really matter. It's a distraction. You know, I look at right. it this way. Back in the right. Roman days, when they were making the laws, they were playing sports. It's no different 2,000-3,000 years ago.
Right,
it's,
right.
Distraction right. from everyday life.
That's good. Oh, that's good. I like that. Talk a little bit more about your powerful story. You know, if you could tell us a little bit about your story.
My story is I'm autistic. I've had trouble making friends mm-hmm. For a lot of different reasons. I don't fit in a certain type of box.
Mm-hmm.
And when I come to some of these men's groups, most of the men in the group are married and have kids. I don't have that commonality. So it makes mm-hmm. it harder mm-hmm. to relate to some of the men in the group. Also, a lot of them tend to be heteronormative.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And so unless you fall in that box, it makes it harder to make
friends. Mm-hmm. Socialize, yeah. Yeah.
But my key takeaway is find your band. Find your tribe. And yeah. I encourage people to find people that are different from them.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than the same. Mm-hmm. And yeah. not try to trivialize differences or try to find what you have in common and focus on that. Because
I love that. I love that.
I have friends.
I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. I love embracing the weirdness, the quirkiness. I could tell you when, as I was on my journey, and I actually was in church, be honest with you. And I was up front because I was speaking, and I looked at the people or the congregation, and all of them looked the same. And it scared me. they all have the same look on their face. They're dressed the same. They're all, you know, and I was like, and that's why I'm not getting through. Because here I am. I had a low number one haircut, you know, and I look totally different than everybody else. I dress totally different. I said, that's why I can't get through, because I'm quirky and I embrace my quirkiness, you know. So it's so beautiful to hear that you are saying embrace that, you know. And that's what love is really all about.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, true love is finding somebody that's a match for you. Not necessarily that's the same issue.
That is correct.
We all come to the table with strengths and weaknesses and embrace those. When I have friends that tell me that their partner isn't the same they were 10 years ago, Of course they are. Nobody.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, of course they are. If I were to ask you one thing that you can just like right automatically think about, if you were talking to someone young, who your younger self, what would you say?
Don't break the law. Very.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Real quick, like, don't break it. Don't break it. Yeah, that's true. I like that. So, Matt, one of the most powerful things I read was that you came out of the system a better person. And I normally don't hear that. What does better look like for you now?
I found a church. I found a Bible-believing church that I thrive in. Before, I was a lukewarm Christian. I was just checking boxes. Right. I really wasn't doing the work. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't go to prison, I wouldn't have found the church that I'm in.
Okay.
Because the pastor was coming in and doing services.
Right. Okay. So what does better look like for you now? Now that you're out and you're doing all the great things, what does it look like?
Well, I mean, I always have my daily challenges. We all have our challenges, but the key is to not hold those challenges hostage, to never go to bed angry, to talk about things. If I have an issue with somebody, talk about it instead of not ignoring that, and then it will fester and it will burst.
Okay. So, Matt, you have the last word. What is the last word you want to leave with my audience today that can encourage them along their journey?
I encourage your viewers to find their tribe as quickly as possible and really get to the meat and bones. You know, tell them what you're looking for out of the relationship. Okay. See if you're in alignment. If you're not, just move on, because you don't want to waste time if that person isn't in alignment with you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Don't I know that's the truth? Well, you just heard a story of survival and truth and taking ownership when the world tried to strip away everything. Now, here's the real question. What will you do with that you just heard from Matt? If this conversation challenged you, if it's something that's inside of you and you're just nodding and you want to move on, maybe it's not for you, but if it did, hit that like button, share this with someone who needs to hear it, and subscribe right now so you'll never miss another episode or conversation. And also look for Matt with his book. What is your book called, Matt?
Bullied Behind Bars.
And it's everywhere where you can look for books, right?
It's on Amazon.
Yes. So it's everywhere. it's everywhere.
I'm on Instagram, Bullied Behind Bars, Facebook, matthew.melvin.5621.
Okay.
X, Bars Bullied. Or you can email me, bulliedbehindbars@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. If you want me to speak to your organization, I'd love to do that as well.
Awesome. So you've just heard it from Keeping It Real on Purpose, where every conversation is about facing the hard truths and finding your way back to healing, growth, and abundance. I'm your host, Edna, and my esteemed guest, Matt Melvin, saying goodbye for now.
Bye-bye.
I'm Martha Stewart, and I believe the best gifts are not only beautiful, but useful every single day. And Lennox has brought timeless beauty and lasting quality to our tables for generations. And their Lennox Spice Village is the perfect holiday gift for someone you love or for yourself. Spice Village transforms everyday spices into inspired memories filled with warmth and joy all year long. Give a gift that lasts beyond the holidays. Discover the collection at lennox.com/spicevillage.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.